This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by the Louisiana Secretary of State, Nancy Landry. She is responsible for our election system in the state of Louisiana. A number of laws were changed in the last legislative session, and things may appear a little different when you go to vote, or maybe not. And she's here to talk to us about that. Nancy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Newell. Thanks for having me on. Thank you for having me on today. I'm sorry my voice is a little bit under the weather.
Well, we hope that you get better soon. What can folks expect on November 5th when they go to vote? Will there be any apparent changes?
I don't think anybody will notice anything differently. Most of our changes were common sense changes to the law that closed some loopholes regarding absentee ballot harvesting and cleaning up our voter rolls and making sure that absentee ballots are counted consistently throughout the state. And so I think on Election Day, people will not notice any difference at all. We're ready for Election Day, and it should be just, business as usual.
A lot of folks don't understand the importance of the voter rolls being sacrosanct, right? As we do mail-in votes and other options that have been available, if you're sick or ill, infirm, serving overseas, it's important that the voter rolls stay current, right?
That's correct, and it's also required under federal law as well. And so we do what's called an annual canvas, where we send a letter asking for verification of address to voters who have filed a change of address card with the Postal Service. And in this past session, a new law was passed that will allow us to also verify voters who haven't voted in 10 or more years. So we'll be doing that additional canvas next year, and that'll allow us to verify even more voters on our voter rolls and keep them even cleaner than we normally do.
There were a lot of folks that I think at one point in time there was an interest in doing a biannual canvas. What was the opposition to that?
Do you mean twice a year by biannual?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
They were limited in when we can do it because it can't occur during certain time frames before an election. Louisiana has so many elections that might have been the time constraint, but I don't recall that effort to do it twice a year. We do it annually, and now we will be doing both of these canvases at the same time. And maybe that's what it was when we first proposed this bill. When Les Farnham first filed this bill, it was going to be an additional canvas. And since working with the legislature, we came up with the plan to do it all at the same time so as to not inconvenience the registrars as much and the voters as much.
And obviously, you work with the local registrar of voters offices throughout the state of Louisiana. If you would, describe the level of cooperation thus far in conducting the annual canvass.
Sure. Well, our local registrars of voters and our clerks of court in the parishes are our local election partners, and they're very important in putting on the elections, as well as all of our commissioners who work the elections. We couldn't put on elections without the help of our local partners and the people who work as commissioners of elections. We always need more people to do that. We have an elderly group of people, and many of them are deciding to retire. And so if anybody is interested in learning more about elections and in serving their community, you can sign up to be an elections commissioner. You just have to take a short training course and put, you know, ask the clerk of court in your parish, your local clerk of court is who hires the elections commissioners. And it's a great way to make a little bit of money right before Christmas as well.
Yeah, we did a public service for John Gegenheimer's office because he said he was down a little bit. And I think they were able to fill the complement necessary. I did get a text.
I met with him this morning.
Okay, go ahead.
He's been going around the state meeting with clerks of court and registrars of voters, asking them, you know, if there's any questions ahead of the elections, making sure everybody's ready. And we met with the clerk of court and the registrar in Jefferson Parish this morning. We're meeting with the Orleans Parish clerk of court this afternoon. And so we've been going around the state doing that, and it's been a great tour. We're visiting the warehouses where our equipment is stored, and we're just keeping our ear to the ground and making sure that we're ready to keep our elections safe and secure and accurate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely. In our system, you know, there are a lot of systems that rely on some advanced technologies that could be hacked if not dealt with appropriately. What is this kind of the state of our system?
So our equipment, the Election Day equipment was manufactured in the early 90s, and it is not even capable of being connected to the internet. None of our equipment is ever connected to the internet, despite what you might hear. And so it's, you know, extremely unlikely. And it's not just the equipment. It is all of the other things surrounding our election system. And we call it the four P's of election security. And it's our people, our policies and procedures, and our physical security of our election equipment. And those things all work together to protect our elections. We're ranked in the top 10 in the nation in election integrity. We have a lot to be proud of here in Louisiana. But our people are our local elections partners that we mentioned, the registrars of voters and the clerks of court. And only our trained Secretary of State technicians program our machines or do any maintenance on our machines. And when they're not in use, they're kept under lock and key. And like I said, never connected to the internet. That's the physical security part of it. And then the policies and procedures include our voter ID laws, our anti-ballot harvesting laws, and we test and seal our machines with a tamper evidence seal in a public meeting before every election.
There's a lot of hoopla about voter ID laws. Do y'all have many complaints about folks not being able to vote because they don't have an ID that's acceptable under the law?
You know, Newell, I've worked early voting several times, and I have never heard anyone complain about having to show an ID. I think, you know, it's something that is generally accepted, and I've never heard anyone complain about it. And so I just, you know, I always scratch my head when I hear people complaining about it. It just makes sense. We have to have an ID to do almost everything in our society. And so to do something as important where your identity is so important as vote in an election, it just makes sense that you would need to have some, you know, identification to prove your identity.
Yeah, I was mystified by the most recent actions of Governor Gavin Newsom in California suspending the requirement to have to present an ID when going to vote in California. I got to imagine that it just opens yourself up to some potential abuse and fraud, right?
I would think so. I mean, I think you're just opening the door to fraud, especially if you're banning it. It just makes sense to check people's identity before they vote. It's a privilege and a right afforded to only U.S. citizens in Louisiana. And we want to make sure you are who you are presenting yourself to be before you vote.
Because as I recall, the role that the poll workers have really don't have a whole lot of demographic information about the potential voter in front of them, right?
They just, you know, have the name and the address, and I'm not really sure what else is on the poll book, but they do check the name and look at the picture on the ID and have the voter sign as well in the
yeah.
poll book.
But what I'm saying is that in these states, they're very similar to ours. There's just not a lot of demographic information. So if you go up and it says, you know, you have a name that's kind of nondescript, whether it's kind of not gender specific, you could claim to be anybody and just walk in and vote. No one would know the better.
I suppose that could happen.
Yeah.
And they're just opening the door to that, you know, to that happening more frequently with, you know, banning check-in and announcing that they're not going to be checking.
And it's really interesting because the states that have some of the most liberal policies about voting, even being able to register to vote on the day of the election and accommodating those folks to vote. In almost every case, those Secretary of States or the individuals that are responsible for elections all talk about the sanctity of the voter rolls as being the key ingredient to preventing fraud and abuse.
Exactly. And how do you know that that's the person on the roll if you're not checking
right.
their identity? And so it's just a common sense requirement in Louisiana. Most voters agree and are in favor of having a voter ID when you go to vote. And so, you know, we're glad we have that in place here. And we're, you know, going to enforce that on Election Day.
A text came in asking, is a passport an acceptable voter ID?
It is. A passport is a, you know, a valid ID, and you can use that both to register to vote and to vote.
Another text came in saying, my mom died last year. Is there a mechanism for removing someone's name from the voting rolls?
There is. We ask that you contact the registrar in writing, either by an email or, you know, somehow to document that you're requesting the removal. They will investigate and look online for an obituary to confirm that before they remove someone, though. We have to match certain data points and follow the law before, you know, that can be confirmed and they can be removed from it. But once we confirm the death, we can. And we get that information from the health department regularly, I think twice a month. And we, you know, our registrars do work those lists and check and remove voters who have passed away.
got a text earlier, folks asking about whether or not they're are still able to become poll watchers and if there's a process still in place to do so.
I'm not sure the deadline for poll watchers. We in Louisiana have poll watchers that are for candidates, so that you could contact a candidate if you'd like to be a poll watcher for that candidate. And this is a new law that we have now, is to allow poll watchers for parties. So the a recognized party in Louisiana can have a poll watcher. But we encourage people who want to observe elections to also consider working as an elections commissioner, because we need the help. And you can also observe the election while you're working and helping your community and helping your fellow voters to put on the election, because we need the help of the public. We have thousands of commissioners that we hire for every election, and we can't put on the election without them. So if we encourage people, you know, to work as a commissioner, and if, you know, if they don't want to do that, being a poll watcher is fine, but you learn a lot just as much. You can observe just as much and also help out if you work as a election commissioner, and you can make some money.
Absolutely. Nancy, I think I've dealt with a number of the urban myths that I'm aware of. Are there any others that we need to correct folks on about? Because there is a lot of misinformation about some of the bills that passed and what the implications would be. Any others that you hear about?
We ask people we encourage them to get their information from trusted sources, either from the Secretary of State or the Clerk of Court or the Registrar of Voters, not just about new legislation, but also about elections and where, when, and how to vote. And we encourage people to get our award-winning app. It's the Go Vote app, GEAUX Vote. And it's a great app. It gives you your sample ballot, tells you where to vote, where to early vote, and just, you know, lots of great information on it. It's very easy to use. And so we get a lot of positive feedback about that. You can find out almost all the information you need on deadlines and where to vote on our app. But you can also go to our website and get it there. So we just encourage you to contact either the Secretary of State, the Clerk of Court, or the Registrar to get accurate information.
I did have one more text come in, and I think it's relevant. During the course of the recall election of Mayor LaToya Cantrell, there were some numbers that were bandied about relative to the active voter rolls being out of compliance by maybe as much as 20%. Do we know what the state of the voter rolls are in the city of New Orleans as of today?
We did have a list given to us that was part of that lawsuit, and we did work that list and find that 99% of the names that were alleged on that list to not be valid voters were in fact valid voters, and the ones that were not, we challenged them, and if they could not answer our challenge, they were put on the inactive list in accordance with law. So we work any list that anyone gives us any time we have reason to believe that someone is not a valid voter on the voter rolls. We always work that list, but we did have some legislation in the last session by Representative Les Farnham that's really going to help us keep our voter rolls clean. We're very excited about it. And it will allow us to like we said before, send a verification letter to voters who have not voted in over 10 years, 10 or more years. And we think that's going to really help us clean up our voter rolls a lot.
Absolutely. Final thoughts?
I just want to remind everybody about our deadlines. The last day to change your voter registration or to register to vote is October 15th. And at this point, you have to do it online because the deadline to do it in person has passed. So October 15th is the deadline to change your registration or to register to vote for the November 5th election. And early voting starts October 18th and goes through the 29th. We have 10 days of early voting for presidential. So the 18th through the 29th, but not on Sundays. And, of course, the election day is November 5th.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for joining us and providing that pertinent information. We truly appreciate it, and we hope that you are feeling better very soon.
Thank you. Thank you, Newell. Righty. I appreciate it. All right.
Thank you. Nancy Landry, Louisiana Secretary of State, folks. We will be right back after the break. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.